Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Always fascinated by presidential approval ratings. We live by numbers, so we live by ratings, overnight ratings. So you can do a hell of a job on a talk show or on a TV station, the 6 o'clock news. My wife anchors the news. So she'll do a hell of a job, and then the overnight ratings come in, and no one watched that particular day. You feel like a failure. Our lives are judged upon these numbers, these ratings. And I would argue that it's no different these days with presidents. So when a Gallup poll comes out, finds 43% of Americans approve of the job that Biden's doing, and 53% do not. Check this out. Only President Trump has a lower approval rating at a similar point in his presidency. Why do we care? Why do you care? Better question, why would the president care? Leonard, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good to be here. Thank you.
Well, at the end of the day, sir, this is Leonard Steinhorn, fantastic political analyst with CBS. I would argue that these numbers matter to presidents. What do you say, sir? You're an insider. You know the facts.
Well, yeah, of course they matter to presidents because, you know, all of a sudden, if, let's say, members of your own party feel that you're hemorrhaging support, then they might be less willing to go along with your agenda or identify themselves with you or want to campaign on your record, and then it makes it more difficult to pass your legislation. So these things do matter. Now, Joe Biden has been around politics for quite a long time, and he knows that you can be up in the polls one day and down in the polls another day, and that circumstances and legislation and perception and media narratives all contribute to this stuff. He would be naive, he would be Pollyanna, if he thought that his administration wouldn't hit rough spots. Go back 40 years ago and remember that Ronald Reagan was really struggling. His unpopularity was very, very high in the first couple of years of his administration. You know, in 1982, the Democrats just swamped Congress and won big majorities that year in the midterm elections. And yet, a couple of years later, he wins re-election by a huge landslide, and Walter Mondale gets only, what, you know, 10 or so, or 13 electoral college votes. So Joe Biden's been around the block. He gets it, but this is certainly not something that their White House is happy with, and they are trying to, you know, sort of shop around alternative poll numbers that say, regardless of what these favorability numbers are, when you look at his actual economic agenda, it's popular in most states. So they're trying to counter the narrative, but it's a tough one to counter right at this moment in time.
Leonard Steinhorn nailing it. Man, I can't believe you mentioned Reagan. I distinctly recall what you're discussing. He got abused. I mean, it was ugly. In fact, people couldn't stand what he was doing. They dragged his wife into it. They talked about his mental acuity and sharpness. And now they want to put him on Mount Rushmore. Right? So this is how it happened.
Yes, exactly. So look, Joe Biden, part of his own making, but partly not, has been just hit with an enormous number of difficult tasks and the perception, because the media report the here and now, and they always report bad news, that things are going badly. So you've got Afghanistan, which was a 20-year problem that he inherited. He inherited Donald Trump's deal, but he also made mistakes in judgment and analysis that caused the incredibly powerful visuals that we saw repeatedly. Then you've got COVID hitting. It's not Joe Biden's fault that lots of people, particularly Republican men, have been refusing to get vaccinated. It's not his fault. He tried. He pushed it out. They put out a good campaign, but it's still stalled. And because of that, variants take place and people get sick and parents worry about their kids in schools. And so when we thought we would be beyond it and the economy would recover well, no, that's gotten stalled. He tried, but you can't sort of change the polarization of our society and the misinformation that spreads in places like Facebook. You know, that no president can change that. So he's run up against that. And then the economy seems to slow down, and so that creates some problems. And then you have this latest tiff with France, in which the allies seem to be upset with him, and that on top of Afghanistan is a problem. Then you've got the apparent dysfunction in Washington, the fear of a default on our debt, and the Democrats sort of at war with each other and seemingly unable to come up with sort of a budget plan that has all of these human infrastructure programs that are central to Joe Biden's agenda, like child care and parental leave and elder care and community college. So the perception builds in the media, and there develops a narrative that things are out of control. Maybe he's not as competent as we thought he was. What's going on with his leadership? And people hear that, and they hear it over and over and over. So the White House's responsibility right now is to do something to bend that river. And trust me, with all of those Democrats at the White House, he's having all of these meetings with progressives and moderates. He's telling them we have conference rooms to work all of this stuff out. He's basically telling them, if you don't pull something off on all of these bills, you're going to sink with me. So wow. You want to sink with me, go for it. But, you've got to pull this off. And I guarantee that's what he's saying to them right now.
Leonard Steinhorn bringing it. Just the facts and just the truth. Leonard, great stuff. Can't be more grateful. Thank you, sir.
Hey, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Man, strong. He's right on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.